All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is this, my fourth?
Oh, at least.
Yeah, it's more than that.
I think I'm going to guess it's like sort of your fifth, because I think you've done three in person. Dugouts, yeah. But I know this. This is your first as a member of the Chicago Cubs.
Yes, it is.
Who had that on your bingo card back in November? Not me either. Yeah. All right. First of all, how are you?
Good. Feeling good. Threw my first bullpen today, so starting to get back in it and see what happens, I guess.
Did they say, okay, Ryan, we appreciate what you did with the Dodgers, but what we see here is what you got to learn this new pitch.
No,
it worked last time you switched organizations.
Yeah, not yet. No. Anyways,
no. Well, no. What did they say when they pick you up, the Cubs?
Well, I talked to a couple people with the team, and then talked to Craig Counsell like a day after, and. Just basically welcoming, and they're glad to have me, and just normal, I guess.
Here's the good news: is that your Baseball Isn't Boring T-shirts, they translate.
They're making the rounds for sure.
They're making the rounds. You get the blue and white, so you might see some kicking around. I know Imanaga has one in Japanese.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, first order of business, we're here to introduce your new teammates. So, if you want a conversation starter and say, "Hey, hey Shota, that shirt that you have right there? Well, I had to look at that every single day when I was in Los Angeles."
That's funny. Well, I see your sticker. I have your sticker on my traveling Xbox case.
Okay.
Yeah, so I see it everywhere I'm at.
That being, it's good luck. Good things happen to people who have that sticker and wear the gear. All right. Well, in all sincerity, listen, man. No matter where you are, it's going to be good things. Congratulations for the Cubs for getting the guy that all he does is win and win World Series. That's all you do.
Oh man, I honestly like. I was a little nervous about where I was going to end up, but there's not many other places that I think I would have rather gone. And I think I got pretty lucky to end up here.
Well, that's the thing. So when you go back, when you DFA'd, and I know this probably has asked of you before, I don't know, but it must have been a surprise. I mean, you're riding the wave of the entire offseason, say, I'm living the life of a Los Angeles Dodgers, and it's pretty good.
Yeah, for sure.
We won a World Series, and we're signing all these guys. It's nice to be me, but it must have been a surprise, right?
Yeah. I mean, like I say, every time something like this happens, I understand. I get decisions have to be made, but, yeah, definitely a surprise.
It wasn't on your radar at all, right?
I mean, no.
Is that a question?
No, I mean, it's funny though, because when they announced that they signed him, I'd made a comment, and I don't even remember who it was to.
Who's him?
Kirby Yates.
Yes. Okay.
When they signed Yates, and even Tanner Scott, I think I made a joke like. Somebody's like, "Oh, you guys are going to be so good." And I think I'm like, "Yeah, if I'm still there," just because they were signing, they signed so many people, but never did I see this coming.
Yeah. It, well, the fact is that the good thing is that you're good, that you've proven you're good. And like, hey, listen, the Dodgers can do whatever they want. There's no other team. Put it this way. This isn't going to make you feel any better, but I'll say it anyway. There's no other team in baseball that would have designated you for assignment. Zero.
I mean,
none.
I don't know.
No, none. I'm telling you. I mean, again, that doesn't make you feel any better at all.
Honestly, like, I'm indifferent. Like, yeah, obviously I was a little upset when it happened, but, you know, like I said, I could have ended up somewhere that I didn't want to go. And whenever they, you know, all this stuff happened, like, there was, you know, five or six other places that I really wanted to try to go to that, you know, one was going to try to win, and two, you know, a good place to play, which, you know, the Cubs, obviously, you know, they signed a bunch of people and Wrigley's freaking awesome. Mm. But yeah, I mean, I'm glad I ended up in a place like this.
That's the thing, is that you're in that limbo. Did you think that you would get to the end? Because sometimes they aren't able to work out a trade, and a lot of times that's actually better for you because, like you said, you can pick wherever you want to go.
Right, and honestly, like, I was kind of hoping that's where it was leaning, just because I didn't want to have to go somewhere, you know, that is going to
win. That wasn't going to win.
Yeah, right, and you know, I know you don't have any control with that, you know, through the trades and stuff, and so. You know, I'm sitting there trying to you know, think of good reasons to go to whatever team ended up, you know, whichever one it ended up being. But like I said, super fortunate that it ended up being the Cubs.
So one of the things that now you get to the Cubs, and I ask you sort of, okay, this is what the pitching coach says or whatever it is, but also you get there and there's going to be guys who say, hey, Ryan, what's it like to win a World Series? What do you do? How do we win a World Series? Like, what does a World Series winning bullpen look like? And I'm getting kind of silly, but I'm not. Like, it's the fact is that you guys, if we documented with the Dodgers, yeah, they spent a lot of money. Yeah, they're talented. But I looked at being around your guys' bullpen yesterday I was hanging around your bullpen. But last year, I was just struck on, this is something that teams should learn from, of having the different types of pitchers, having the personalities, having the guys who are secure in themselves, having the 30-somethings, having guys who aren't afraid to be in the big moments, having guys who aren't just chasing viability in their career. Like, all of that, to me, like, I was just thought that was such a huge, huge part of the equation. And listen, it's their prerogative to spend a lot of money on Yates and Scott, and good for them, right?
Right.
But still, like, you go to the Cubs, I would imagine you say, okay, when you get in there, guys, this is how we should be. And whether you say it or not, you can at least,
right,
know, you know?
No, for sure. You know, you know, people have asked me all offseason, like, one of the, you know, what made that team so special, or, you know, how are you different from other teams? And I don't know that we're any different from other teams, but, you know, we went to team dinners every single road trip that we had an off day on. You know, guys hung out outside of the field together. And, you know, I get it sounds kind of cliche saying, like, oh, we were like a family. But, I mean, it honestly, you know, kind of, and even in 18, it was kind of the same way with the Red Sox. Mm. And, you know, obviously, you know, the good players, you know, help, but like, everybody was just so together and like one mind focus, you know, and both years that I've been fortunate enough to win a World Series, that was the glaring similarity.
How many guys do you know in the Cubs?
Well, Michael Busch was here was with the Dodgers last year or 2 years ago. And then, Tyson Miller was there.
Not a lot.
I know the bench coach. No, I don't know many.
Okay.
I mean, I know guys from just, you know, being around or whatever, but I don't like personally know many of them.
So you're going to allow me to get experience about something that I don't know what it's like. That's what we're here to do. Educate, inform, insight, get, offer insight. I have never gone to a new team and threw my first bullpen in spring training. And it seems like this is a very simplistic question, but as long as I have you here on this day where this was your first bullpen, right?
First one.
Okay. So I think this is a valuable exercise because this is like you want to, not like you're going to throw 110 miles an hour. It's not like you're going to try too hard. You've been around, you know, but still right. You have people who you don't know watching you for the first time. Is it different at all? Or is it just, really. Am I overstating it? Is it just another bullpen?
It is different just because you have all new eyes that have never seen you throw, you know, outside of TV or when you're in a game against their team. But, after, you know, five new teams, I mean, it's pretty normal. I mean, every place I've been is pretty similar and just another bullpen.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for the insight. I wanted you to be, I was sweating. I was on the Yankee Stadium mound in game five of the World Series or whatever it was. No, it's, I get it.
No, it's pretty clean. I mean, there was like four other guys throwing and, you know, a bunch of people standing around watching you throw. It just one of those things.
Do they put all the hook you up to all the track mans and everything else?
Yeah, they have track mans and cameras on every other mound or every other every mound has a track man, but the ones they're not using are like set up with cameras, like three or four different camera angles and stuff. It's pretty crazy.
Is that where the Dodgers were?
They had the track man, but then maybe a camera in front or behind, but not as many.
That must be weird though, because you don't, like you said, it's just another bullpen. But still, everything's measured. I remember, for instance, when we were in Red Sox spring training together. I mean, I remember like there was one spring training where like your velocity started low, right? And everyone's, oh my goodness, yeah. The velocity's low. Oh!
Right.
Right? You know what I'm saying? I mean, but and now it's the first bullpen. No, and everyone, you're not even talking about velocity. You're talking about like slow motion cameras and Trackman and all that
stuff. Right. Yeah, for sure. And you know, most when I say my velocity's down, it was a bullpen and I was like 88, 91 or whatever.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not like you're trying to blow it out in the bullpen. And it's hard to throw bullpens. I mean, there are some guys that can get in there and, you know, step on it to their game speeds, but a lot of guys are, you know, working on something or, you know, mechanically trying to figure something out and not necessarily just up there trying to blow it out.
No, I know, but everyone freaks out. Oh, the ball's
except when you, out. Except when you are trying to blow it out and it's still like 91. Then you start getting a little
trouble. Well, you get to March 10th and you're like, hey, wait a second. I'm trying to blow it out. What's happening? I mean, and also, by the way, because, again, we're here to inform – Arizona spring training so much better than Florida spring training, isn't it? Is it?
I mean, I like to fish so much that I love being in Florida for the years I was with the Red Sox. But outside of fishing, the travel's better, way better in Arizona. The golf, there's way more, and I know Florida has good golf, but like there's so many more golf courses in just a small area here. But I'm indifferent. I'll trade off the travel to some of these places to go fishing for sure.
Did you go fishing in the back pond at JetBlue Park?
Yes, I have been fishing in the back pond at JetBlue Park.
That's where Mitch Moreland's boat resided, right? Correct? Yeah. Right?
Yes.
I got a good memory.
Yeah, it did for a couple of years. Caught some good fish back behind.
Did you really?
Yeah, bass, yeah.
Oh, well, see. But here, spoiler alert, no media member ever goes out there, ever. Like, ever. Ever. It's basically, you go home, you go to Twin Peaks, and you go home again. That's it.
Twin Peaks.
Yeah, well, one of the best podcasts of all time. You've never been surrounded by more media members in that podcast. In case people, listeners don't recognize the podcast that we did, Ryan Brazier was, we did a podcast at Twin Peaks in Fort Myers, and I want to say there was like 15 people there. And it wasn't only media members, there was a couple comedians, and everyone had a question for you. It was like rapid fire in the middle of this restaurant. It was great. It was great. So thank you.
Yeah. That was a good one. Yeah. I had fun.
Something popped up on my phone. Aaron Boone had his press conference. Do you know where I'm going with this?
No, I haven't seen it.
So they're asking him, and baseball's in boring, is the brand has never been hotter every time Aaron Boone talks in the offseason and now in spring training, because he's asked, right, you know where I'm going with this?
I'm not sure.
He's asked about the Dodgers crap talk after the winning of the World Series, right? Saying, you know, that the Yankees. So anyway, but Joe went on.
I did see. Yeah. Sorry, my daughter's calling me. She just got out of school. My bad. I'm coming back.
That's all right. It's all right.
Oh, what the heck? Oh, wow.
It's all good?
What is going on? Yeah, I guess. Yeah, we're good.
All right, I can't see you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Let me see here. Oh, no. Oh, right there.
Oh, there you go.
I guess I saw something a few days ago about somebody said that the Dodgers were talking to the Yankees or talking about the Yankees, and I had no idea what that even meant.
Oh, you didn't?
So I don't know. Depending on what they were talking about, I guess, I just, unless it's just completely over my head.
No. Well, Joe came on the podcast on the field right after the World Series win.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And said something in passing. He said, first of all, he talked about the fat Joe curse, you know, and then, and then he said, you know, and we knew what was going to happen. They started playing Yankees baseball, which got some traction. So because we always like to give Joe a forum to elaborate on what he says, a week later, he doubled down on it and, you know, said, we knew they were going to make mistakes and it was Yankee baseball and everything else. So Cashman is asked about it at the GM meetings. Boone has been asked about it multiple times. And then the first spring training get together, Boone says something to the effect of, they've earned that right, but, hopefully we're in that position and we'll handle it with more class or something like that. So, but the overall tone, it wasn't just Joe either. It was a couple other guys who basically said, yeah, we knew kind of the Yankees weren't a fundamentally sound team. That was a very nice way of putting it.
Right.
Right. So that was what he said. And you know what? Here's the thing, Ryan. even I don't think the Yankees fans, and I don't even think Boone would argue with that. So, yeah.
I mean, it sounds different because it's Joe saying it for one, or the way he said it, but like, if you watch their whole postseason, like, I'm not gonna sit here and say, you know, they can't play defense or, you know, it's Yankee baseball, because that just is, you know, people make mistakes, but like, it happened in more games than one.
Right. You knew.
You know, I don't.
And what Joe was saying was that, again, paraphrasing, but this was a scouting report. This is what we knew. Okay.
Right.
You probably can confirm that, I would imagine. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I think that it went without saying that, like, you know, you hit a ball hard somewhere, you know, run or, you know, be looking for extra bait or whatever it was. I mean, it's not like they're like, hey, you know, this is what's going to happen. You know, it was more or less just, you know, be on your toes and be ready for everything.
Mm. That's fair. And then Michael Kopech came on our podcast and said,
Kobe.
Yeah. Excellent. Friend of the program. And said that they had a counter for the Anthony Rizzo visits to the mound. I thought that was a good one.
yeah, that was pretty
funny. But hey, I don't want you to comment on that, because Anthony Rizzo is a Cubs icon. So don't mention
it. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
I'm protecting you right now. I'm protecting you.
Thank you.
So now that we get that out of the way. But, you know, it's whatever. I mean, it's I love Joe's not afraid. I love that Joe's not afraid. I actually love that Aaron Boone's not afraid to talk about it. I love that Brian Cashman's not afraid to talk about it. Let's go. Right.
No.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, but like you said, I mean, they weren't saying things that they didn't already know. I mean, I you know, and like I said, obviously if Joe says it, people are going to be like, oh God, Joe Kelly said this about the Yankees. Or, you know, but if you watch the games, like I said, you know, I mean, it wasn't a secret.
No, we only tell truths here. It's only facts. You know that. What is the thing about the Cubs? You talked about Wrigley being awesome. You played for the Red Sox, iconic franchise, iconic ballpark. You played for the Dodgers, same deal. You played for other teams, but you've also played, now you're playing for the Cubs, which is, number one, they're a good team, but also it's a cool place to be when they're good. Like, to me,
yeah, for sure.
To me, like, the go Cubs go thing, like I don't think people can, like, understand, like, how cool that is, you know?
No, for sure. And it's funny you bring that up, because somebody asked me today, like, how cool would it be to win a World Series with the Red Sox, the Dodgers, and the Cubs? Like, you know, three of arguably the top few, you know, franchises in the game. And if you want a, you know, World Series with all three of them, how cool would that be? I mean, obviously, I'd be the only person to probably be able to say that.
That's true. I think that's true. That's
yeah,
wild.
I don't remember who said it or who asked me, but we were trying to figure out, you know, guys that may have done it or could do it. But
think about that. Think about how far you've come. You will always be my spring training example of why you better pay attention to every little single game. Because what number were you? What number were you when you came in 2018 after not throwing a bullpen?
Wasn't I like 90-something?
Yeah, like big number 97. Joe Castiglione.
Yeah.
So in case people don't know, Red Sox signed you. You hadn't even thrown a bullpen, right? Correct? This 2018.
I had been throwing. Spring training was already started.
Spring training started. You showed up at Hammond Stadium, the Twins, with a uniform, big number, whatever. Not big, but like medium-sized number 97. no name on your uniform. We had, I was doing the broadcast. I had no idea who, we, Joe Castiglione, Hall of Famer, myself, we had no idea who you were. It was, we had no, oh, you look good. Congratulations. But think of, like, this is how spring training works. Spring training is so bizarre, and you are the perfect example of how we can enter into, we're trying to figure out power rankings and the best team and everything else. Well, you showed up without a name on the back of your uniform, and you won a World Series that same year. Like, it's, you know, this is, you're the lesson of, like how this is, you should pay attention to spring training. You should also make not huge judgments on teams on February 11th, you know?
100%. You know, and you probably see it more than you realize of how many guys that aren't like on the radar or a prospect or whatever at spring training go out and ball in spring training. And then, you know, say they had them slotted to go to, you know, high or whatever. Well, then you go to spring training and you deal or you get a few big hits or you hit good the whole spring training and you get to go to double A. And you tear up double A, just, you know, whatever. And you might find yourself in the big leagues. And you see it all the time, you know, guys that have really good spring trainings that were just like a non-roster invite or a, you know, whatever, make it to the big leagues.
That year was, we'll look back, and that year was incredible. I mean, it was incredible. Like, what a story. Good for you. And also, another spring training memory I have for you is one year I went around, this is 2019, I think, I went around asking as many players as I could, are you in the best shape of your life? And you gave the best answer. You remember what it was?
I do.
What was it?
I think it was, I'm always in the best shape
of my life. No, I've never been in the best shape of my life, yeah. Such a good question. It's such a good question. It's my favorite story to write, man. Because I love how people lie. I love how, it, like, remember Sam Travis? Remember Sam? Yeah. Sam Travis.
Yeah, Sam. Yeah.
I'm a machine.
Yeah. Oh, man. That is so funny.
Who is the guy who always came in your experience, A, the best shape of their lives, like really unbelievable shape, and then B, and this is going to be a really good player, of like, I'll figure it out as I go along. I'll put the rubber suit on, and I'll sweat it off. Steve Pearson, 2019.
That is definitely up there. I mean, I feel like most guys come in and at least some sort of shape. Like, I don't know that I've ever seen somebody come in and be like, yeah, I haven't played catch in 3 months. Or, you know, I haven't even hit off the tee this offseason. You know, I feel like surely nobody does that. I mean, it would just be asinine to me that somebody could do that.
That would be great. I haven't played catch in 3 months.
That would be funny. I mean, I'm sure there's some guys, I can see some guys doing that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the best shape I've seen somebody come in. I mean, Nate always came in stupid shape.
Evaldi, yeah.
I mean, he always comes in, he's throwing 100, like, first bullpen.
Yeah.
He is a machine.
Yeah. And then next thing you know, I'm watching him and Garrett Whitlock come out of the fog at 7 o'clock in the morning, pulling these sleds around the complex.
Last year, Alex Vesia was
really,
really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, he was facing hitters. He was facing hitters well before spring training started. And he came in like 100% ready to go.
Okay. Oh, it paid off. He's got a World Series.
I'm not around enough hitters to know who's doing what until about the third week of games.
Who's your locker next to? You don't even know. It's okay. Sorry.
I've introduced myself to the same people like three times, so just when I was getting to know like every last person in LA, like we'll smell you. You got to learn everyone else's name now.
Well, you know, listen, it's good to things keep fresh. Did you ever play golf with Yamamoto, by the way?
I did not play. They played last year, but I wasn't at
that. I know they played last year. It's our most viral video.
The one with Joe?
Of Joe and Trinan saying that they nicknamed him OB.
OB, yeah. OB.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
What a bad nickname for a golfer.
Well, he doesn't know. He has no idea.
No, I know. He doesn't know. Yeah.
Yeah, of course it's a bad nickname. But that's whatever for the brand. We appreciate it. So as we do with all of your podcasts, we end on your vibe check when it comes to your team, the team that you'll never be leaving. The Dallas Cowboys. All right.
No, come on. I don't want to talk about the Cowboys.
No.
I'm in a bad spot. The Eagles just won the Super Bowl, and I'm on the verge of not being a Cowboy fan.
Whoa.
I mean, not really, but like, that's how mad I am. I mean, it just makes me so mad. The Eagles have won two Super Bowls, and the Cowboys can't win.
You weren't happy with the head coaching hire?
I mean,
you don't know. Who knows?
I don't really care, but I mean, I just it's expected by, you know, at this point, that doesn't surprise me.
You want
Deion. And who knows? Maybe. No, I didn't want Deion either. Right. I wanted Jerry Jones to go dump up a Brinks truck at Mike Tomlin's front door and be like, come to Dallas, big guy.
No Belichick? You wouldn't want Belichick?
Nah. No, I want Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin. All right.
If I was an owner, that's who I would want as my coach.
Well, it's still time. I have faith in you. You sell all those.
Maybe he watches the Baseball Isn't Boring. Maybe he watches the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast.
You don't think he does? Of course he does. Are you kidding me? I mean, who doesn't? Who doesn't? We have a lot of power, so we will be sending you. As someone who has gone through this ritual before of getting a box of shirts and spreading them around, okay. We are sending them to you. You have a whole new bunch of people. We already have some people have them.
That have them. Right.
Well, Imanaga has one. Napoli's gone. He had one. Bellinger's gone. He had one. I think everyone's. I don't know. We'll get you a whole new supply. You're gonna be This is gonna be the best way for you to make new friends. Handing out T-shirts
for sure, because everybody likes a clubhouse T-shirt.
Oh, come on, yeah, it's the one constant in baseball.
No, there's literally a spot in our upstairs closet that is. I mean, it's like this thick. You can't. It's like this thick of like clubhouse T-shirts over the last however many years.
So what is? We've gone through different iterations of the Baseballs and Boring T-shirt handing out in the Dodgers clubhouse. Some more effective than others. The best way. Tell me the best way. Is it to ship them to Ryan Brazier, and then you get the box? And you say to the clubhouse guy, put these on every chair? Because once they're on the chair, I feel like that's when they put them on their bodies.
It kind of depends on who you ask. Sometimes if you say, hey, can you give these out to everyone, they'll either put them on the chairs or they'll go just put it behind the – or on the table where everyone's trying to get them.
Yeah. All right.
But well, I mean, I could tell them, be like, hey, put one of these on everybody's chair.
Again, this is your way. You're going to be the most popular person there. They'll say, why is Stephen Vogt handing out T-shirts in our clubhouse?
Oh, man, that's so funny.
hey, but as always, I appreciate you. And I look forward to your dominance. I'm sorry that you had to go.
Are you coming out here this year?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Like I keep saying, it is what it is. I mean, the last two times I went somewhere new, it's worked out just fine. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Well, I hope to get out there. You know, the owner of the LLC, he's a little bit up in the air right now. So, usually I stay at his house. Although, something attacked me outside his house last time I stayed there. So I'm a little, what are those pig things?
What was it?
It was one of those pig, like.
A javelina?
Yes.
A javelina?
You never see that video?
Really?
You never see the video?
No, I guess not.
Oh, it's a historic moment in baseball and boring history. I walked out in case I can tell the story real quick now because people may have forgotten it. I was staying at Joe Kelly's house and by myself, and I walk out and the planters in front of his door is tipped over. I'm like, oh, someone's trying to break into his house. So I'm freaking out. So anyway, the next morning I go, all right, now I'm going to pick up the planter. I pick up the planter, lift it up, and there is a flat, it looked like a squirrel with hoofs. And so I was like, I didn't know what to do. So I texted Joe. I said, Joe, you got a Ring camera. Can you tell me what happened? What happened? What is this? So he gets back. He's dying laughing because it has me. First, he has my reaction to seeing this thing where I jump back 5 feet.
Yeah.
And then the other part was it shows what happened, which was this family of javelinas were around his door, and the mother went to a big javelina, went to like get on the planter and pulled down the planter onto the little baby one and crushed it.
No way.
Yeah. And so the next level of the story is that, so I'm staying at his house. I couldn't stay there anymore. I got a hotel because I was petrified that the whole javelina family, the minute I walked out the door, was going to attack me.
Was going to get you?
Oh, I'll send God, you the video. Hilarious. It's like, thank God for Ring cameras. Oh my goodness. It was so good. So good. So anyway, every time I go to spring training in Arizona, I fear for my life. Yeah. So.
Nah.
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah. I'll see you soon, hopefully, somewhere.